Ready?
All right. Call our meeting back to order. We've got Mr. Preston here with some road and bridge issues. And before we get into him, so I don't forget, Danny was talking about KDOC and Bull Shoals.
Yeah, I called the girls last week and visited with them and told them to put that on there. Frank and I was out of town then those couple of days. I know that we had a approval of 5 lake accesses verbally from all the top brass in the Bull Shoals lake access conversation. We haven't got any paperwork. I think you had mentioned that you had tried to get them to send that paperwork or something. KDOC is something that we needed to address at pretty rapid pace because I think the old boy's fixing to do some asphalting down there, and he did. His comments were, I don't care if I asphalt over where it's at now or if it's raised.
Okay.
6 feet, and that was his comment. So, can you try to get in touch with John or?
I've not heard back from them. Probably 2 or 3 inquiries in regards to this issue. I did get a phone call last week from a Mike Armstrong with Arkansas Fish and Game. He wanted to know if you wanted to have. He's responding to my request to have an additional meeting in regards to the 5-foot elevation change on Bull Shoals. So I told him I would talk to you today and see if you wanted to have that sometime soon. If the answer was yes, then I would have him call your office to set that up with your calendars. They do have another proposal on the table that he talked about in regards to Slough Hollow, and that was that they would raise it up to the 5 feet, but it would be a chip seal surface and not an asphalt surface. So I said that's something that the commission would need to hear and discuss. And
so they're not going to replace it with what it is currently?
Correct.
Well, I think we ought to have the meeting. Chuck and I were pretty boisterous with them on that issue.
I'll give him a call and let him know that he needs to call your office to set that up.
Yeah.
I'll try to get a hold of
John Heiser, Tracy Fancher, and Mark Case. Those were the guys that were all present, that all had the verbal agreement. Well, you were there.
Right. I didn't attend the field meeting on KDOC when we had our last meeting here. Were there any decisions made on at that point?
No. I was there. And then Chuck came, and I had to leave, and he didn't hear the conversation I heard, and I didn't hear the conversation that he had. So I'd like to have another meeting with him on that. Well, I do know that there's a real time constraint on this.
Okay.
Their grant goes away at the first of the year.
I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he... I talked to him sometime recently, and he's wanting to get going forward, which I think you already said.
Yeah. You're talking about the contractor, the asphalt contractor?
No, it was one of those gentlemen that we met with at K Highway.
Okay, it wasn't Armstrong, or
it wasn't Armstrong.
Okay.
But it was, I don't know if he was, who he was with. I don't
remember. Won't you let Mark Case and them set that meeting up? They need to be here too, so we can come to a final agreement and maybe get a vote taken and get it started.
That sounds good. I'd like to add, is there anything homework that we could be doing before we meet? You know, do they have any information for us to look at and those kind of things?
You need to call with a number of yards. They've got Chuck, they were down there with the engineer, and that may have been who you talked to that was present at the meeting.
That took the
elevation yards and everything, number of yards of material that it would take to raise it.
Okay.
And I would like to have them present so that we know a number of yards that somebody can put in there so that we can get this project started. They were excited about the fact that if we could put a boat launch in there on that end of it when the water was up, it would be great. I mean, that's just what we that would be right down the alley of what we would want to do. If we're going to raise it, I'd like to have it where they can launch boats there.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll try and make contact with them today.
Your turn.
Okay. The city of Forsyth has requested the possibility of us allowing them to use our crack seal machine for the walk path that was built down by Powersite Dam. I told them, due to the nature and the complexity of the machine, I would also, if that request were to move forward, I would ask that one of our trained operators be with that machine the whole time it's in operation. So they would purchase all the material. We would be out one person to operate the machine, and their crews would do most of the work.
Project or how long?
Probably no more than 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah, there's some edge cracking along the walk path that they're hoping to fill the cracks prior to this winter. They went out to bid on it, and the project came in a little steeper than they were willing to pay for. So the only money we would really be out would be the labor cost for that one person to go with the machine.
And that we wouldn't send it down there under no other circumstances other than us having somebody that's too expensive of a machine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it. We'll have to have an intergovernmental agreement wrote up between us.
Okay.
And they'll have to state some... I mean, we have a benefit to the citizens, not just Forsyth. I mean, we have a benefit to the citizens, but they need to have, you know how those work. We have to have some reason.
Right.
Let's ask Bob if that's necessary, because we've been part of this project before.
Yeah.
Maybe we could, wouldn't be a requirement. But good to be
noted. Maintenance, yeah.
All right.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As you know, a quarry was in here a week or two ago, did a PSR for our operations at the Hilda Quarry, and not by the lack of efforts by any means from the clerk's office, but we had a hard time finding exactly what we're looking for. I met with the managers of Jernigan last week to discuss the request for the public service request that came in, and they're going to sometime this week get back to me on to see what types of contracts or paperwork they may have in their possession. So I haven't stopped looking on that one. We'll see if we come forward with more information.
Since we did the looking for it, we looked through the minutes. We went through executive minutes, and we checked every contract in our possession and found nothing. So I don't believe it exists, or if it does exist, it was never turned over to us, and it was probably never voted on, because we find no votes in executive or regular. And we went back to, I think it was 2001 is when we went back to, because of that's when this certain individual came on or something. And then we also allowed our books to be scanned by other departments so that they could also check them in case there was a keyword that we weren't familiar with that was being used, and that wasn't found to my knowledge.
I'm sorry, I thought I knew what we were talking about. You said a quarry?
76 Quarry. The manager came in several weeks ago and did a public service request.
Okay.
Okay.
You said quarry, and I was thinking 165. And
We absolutely went through lots of discussion about this, and it would be maybe in Road and Bridge minutes, but there was lots of discussion about this, and there was lots of discussion about the cost savings from having it from the quarry out there. I think you've called Eugene a couple of times, haven't you?
Yes.
To try to talk to him, because he was involved in it. There was lots of, I mean, I even know right down there was certain quantities of material that had to be crushed, and the rest of the stuff that we got was byproducts of that, and it's definitely voted on and approved. So I don't know how it's got misplaced, but we'll we'll get to just tell him we'll keep looking. I can go up through my office. I've got boxes. That took place during the movement from offices to offices, and I've still got a lot of stuff boxed up there. It's kind of like the Casimills contract that I happened to find the other day when I was sorting some things mm-hmm. out in another box, and I had it in the wrong folder. And so we'll find it for him, but I think his main concern is he wanted to be competitive, and he needs to, you know, buy him some property or do, and he may not get the bid once he does that, but I still, the county did nothing wrong in their process.
The next issue I have is a road petition. The name of the road is Park Lane, off of Spring Creek, which is off of Fall Creek in Branson. This particular road was petitioned in the year 2004. It's a dead-end road, approximately 500 feet long, about 14 feet wide. And the request came in last week or the week prior, wanted to know if they needed to go through the entire petition process again or not. In 2004, the minutes stated that the road was approved contingent upon a turnaround. At that point in time, the citizens were not willing to give a turnaround. At this time, the citizens, which are the same citizens that lived there in 2004, have changed their mind, I'm assuming due to the condition of the asphalt surface, horrible driving conditions, many potholes that would need to be ripped up and rebuilt. They are willing at this point in time. I met with four homeowners from the road last week. They did send me a signed letter that the person at the end would be willing to give perpetual easement for a turnaround if the county were to take it in under its maintenance program. Estimated cost at this point in time to scarify and rebuild the road is $8,000 to $10,000.
Can I speak on this? We had taken in the number of roads that I thought we were going to take in for the year, considering Mr. Pennell even brought up the fact that we'd like to take all those that were requested before, mm-hmm. but the dollar amount, in case some of these grants come in, then we're going to have to look at the budget depending on the number of grants that might come in that we approve or something. So I would like to send them a letter back and tell them that we'll keep this open till after the first of the year till we see where the budget's at, and let Mr. Stroffus be present when we vote on that. Would that be all right with you, Chuck? And
we have, I believe, in our folder in the office, we have about four or five roads that are in the petition process and close to the time for presentation to the commission. I do recall the statements that you just made, that that's the direction we thought we were headed in. If that's to be the case when people come in for a petition, it might be advantageous to them and our office to let them know that we're sort of in a holding pattern due to budget constraints maybe, or that we've, if that's the commission's wish and we're to take in X amount of mileage and or square footage, whatever the equation you'd like to figure out, then I think that would be a good answer to the citizens, is that that's our process and procedure, and not to give them
false hope.
Right.
Yeah, I think that the number of miles that you decide that we can, that your budget will allow for next year, they can go ahead. I think everybody ought to have the opportunity to turn in these petitions, but there will not be a decision made till the budget's turned in for the next year, and there'll be a certain amount of mileage that will be taken in.
Okay.
Now, that's kind of the way I thought we discussed it in this other situation. We had two or three roads that were questionable in what we took in last time.
Right.
Because of the dollars.
If I might suggest it, instead of a mileage figure, due to unknown conditions for roads that may or may not be petitioned in the future, it may be better to set a monetary figure like $50,000 or $100,000 per year for newly petitioned roads, so that one road could cost $50,000, where you might get five roads to be able to take it in on a minimal maintenance program for the same amount.
But I think that's our decision to
right.
your recommendation, and I think it's our decision to try to figure out, with your help, what's the best benefit for the citizens. If you don't do it, if you do it the other way and you say it's, we're just going to take in $100,000 worth of roads, and somebody comes in with a road that definitely is a through road or a bus route, or
okay.
you know where my feelings
right.
are on safety.
Right.
I'm big on safety, and I would like to see those prioritized in your,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be some of these roads that come in that'll just be request, and there'll be some of these roads come in that'll be safety issues, and if one of them happened to cost $50,000,
right.
it'd eat up the bigger amount of it, and that's the way I feel about it. Chuck can speak to however he wants to speak on it, but that's the way I feel about it, too. Safety is number one priority on my list.
In regards to safety, not to interrupt, but we have worked with this Tim Pierce from the school district extensively this year in regards to brush hogging and blind corners and a couple of turnarounds that we've made improvements on. So there's a good relationship there with the school district and the bus service and the county to increase the safety on the school bus routes.
And Jacob Rock was informed when Jacob was here, number one priority, contact all the schools and their bus drivers. They're on the routes. They know where mm-hmm. they run into problems in the summertime, wintertime, different thing. And if it's bus route, it prioritizes it for me and would all commissioners, I'm sure. So I would, if you want me to, I'll make a motion to table this or whatever till the...
I think we need a motion. It's nothing posted.
Okay. All right.
Now, were you talking about the Park Place or in general the conversation?
This on this particular road.
On Park Place?
Till Frank gets available information.
Well, I'm thinking a little different than you. You said $8,000 to $10,000. Can we do a purpose lane type of run a road grader down it?
Well, it's asphalt surface now.
But it's
It has
ripped.
6 and 8 inch deep potholes. It has ravines in it that are longitudinal along the length of the. It's in really bad shape. So we could go in there with some hot mix and do some very temporary work.
Be wasted money though, wouldn't you think, Frank? I mean,
it would improve the ride quality, but I'm not sure how long it would last.
The other thought I had, and I don't remember the name of the road, but up here at the Remus site, mm-hmm. we took it in.
Yeah.
You made a point about it a couple of times. We went in and just tore it up. And
it was better.
Mixed mm-hmm. all the material back in, didn't add really any material. That's what I was...
Mm-hmm.
When I mentioned purpose, I was saying super minimum type, getting rid of their ruts for them, if they'll give us a turnaround. Anyway, that's my thought. We're not really posted on that particular road, so maybe we ought to.
Because there may be somebody else come in.
Plus, Jim ought to be here. It'd be good. So I'd suggest we just stall that and put it on the agenda for next Monday or something.
Okay.
And you can have more thought or discussion if you needed to.
I'd like to go look at it. Of course, we usually.
I can prepare a video as we do with the other ones. If you like.
That's good.
Okay.
That's always good.
I guess the main question was, do we want to ask them to go through the petition process because it's been since 2004 and we have all of the information that we would normally require for a petition process?
I don't
imagine that's necessary.
I can't either.
You might give them a call and let them know that we've postponed it until Monday.
Now, we may be going against a rule that we made on if there was a request made. Now let me get this right, Frank. If there's a request made from the commission, like the turnaround,
mm-hmm.
and if they don't do it within a year or 6 months of that time, then they have to start the petition process. We need to look the minutes up and see what we stated there, because there is a deal where we drug some
Right. We did make a rule to the petition process like that.
But that was after the fact on this case. It was
true.
Right.
We made that rule after we made that commitment.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. So let's just work on that. Just work on that for a week.
Okay.
See what we come up with.
Okay. That's all I have for today. If you have anything for me.
Nick, here somebody said, do you have a personnel executive you need to do today, or will it wait? Or
It can wait. Okay. It was.
Yeah, I had one myself, but it can wait as well.
Is it Road and Bridge? Or?
No, it's not Road and Bridge. Mine wasn't. But I'd like Jim to be here.
Okay. Let's just wait on those then
if
for
it's
not an emergency.
Okay, no emergency.
Okay.
We do have a transportation meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Frank, I'm going to ask you a question about that.
Okay.
We attended the meetings, the first ones, because there was lots of organizational thoughts put into the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the Transportation Board itself, if the commission, if we're there, they're going to ask us questions. This is directly where I'm going. If they're there, they're going to ask us questions and be influenced by our comments, because I've already had them call me at home, and I tried to say, well, Transportation Board is for opinions to be brought to the county commission after you've made the decision as a board.
Right.
Do you think that our presence is a benefit? I'd rather say hindrance, but a benefit to the process.
I'm really encouraged by the group that's been put together to talk about these transportation issues, and I think the ball's rolling pretty good. If I don't think it'd be a hindrance or advantageous, maybe if you're interested in some of the particular things that we're talking about at the time, but I think that it's going along pretty well, and we would welcome your attendance. But also, I don't think that your attendance is required to continue to put together good products like I think we have been.
I would like to make one comment if the press wants to pick up this. These people are getting out and working as a board. I know that they have went to the Cedar Creek store. They have actually asked people if there's any thing that they have in their minds that need to be addressed. I think that I know of other circumstances where they have communicated with the people, stopped by a particular spot and asked, are you having problems with this intersection? So this board in itself are out there doing their job, and they're working at what they're working at the job that the commission asked them to do so. And that's the reason I brought it up. I didn't bring it up in a negative fashion or anything like that. I brought it up because I want to compliment them on what they're doing and putting together.
I think we have a board that's working very well together, and like you say, they're going out and talking to the citizens and getting their feedback. So I think the process is working well.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right, we've got 11 o'clock, and I don't see Kathy.
She told me that she had to leave.
Okay.
So she said she'll be back next Monday or something, reschedule with the girls or something.
Okay. We'll recess and be done until 3 o'clock.
All right.
Thank you for being here.